At least 8 ships are heading toward Taiwan's Straits to try to reconnect underwater cables severed by an earthquake. The damaged cables have cut off from the rest of the world internet users in China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, including NPR's Louisa Lim.
When I get up, the first thing I normally do is check my email. Yesterday, when it didn't work, I immediately imagined the worst. Maybe it's a new internet policy cutting China off from the rest of the world, I thought. Paranoid, perhaps, but there were reasons for my paranoia. A couple of weeks ago, NPR's web pages were inexplicably blocked in China, and here, high-handed government policies are a fact of life. Then I heard about the earthquake, which has effectively time-warped us back to those unimaginable days of life before the internet. 97% of China's internet users are affected. We can still access websites based in China or Hong Kong, but that's about it. No email, no eBay, no Google, no YouTube, no Skype, no Wikipedia. Oh wait, we didn't have that anyway, as it was banned a while back. Those who do business overseas are worst hit. Many are unable to work at all, despite looming end-of-year accounts making it the busiest time of the year. Students who want to go to school in the US are panicking. The final application date is January the 1st, and they can't submit their forms. For journalists and traders, depending on foreign news providers, we're suddenly floundering in a news-free vacuum. In fact, the government censors, whose job is expunging unsuitable websites, must be pretty happy. Suddenly, everyone is depending on official sources of information, like Xinhua News Agency. For me, without the distractions, my husband and I are actually reduced to having long conversations to pass the time, and reading the good old-fashioned way. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.